You're listening to the Social Selling Simplified Podcast. Stick around if you too are obsessed with learning things that actually work and believe that success leaves clues. We're all about identifying results-producing roadmaps and getting super clear on how to scale and grow your online business. From part-timer to president, social selling expert Ashley Shaw will help you connect the dots and take the guesswork out of what works to grow a social selling empire. It's time to hear from social selling legends, listen in on truthful conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks to reduce the marketing overwhelm so you can build a social selling business of your dreams. If you're ready to go all in, no holding back, and build the business you've always wanted, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, social selling guru, and fitness industry OG, Ashley Shaw.
Welcome to Social Selling Simplified. I'm your host, Ashley Shaw, and today I want to bring you a special episode just in the wake of everything going on right now in the world and feeling that this is really the time that us as leaders in all of our communities really need to come to the table and help spread positive ideas and things that we can actually do to help serve our community. And this has really been coming, I guess, from a couple of angles, because I'm definitely hearing from social sellers out there that they're getting a little bit gun shy about asking people to join them and feeling like this is such a really unknown time with asking people to commit to them and not really knowing how to say or what to say. And I think in times like this, it's really important to, first of all, remember that it's our role to show up. When you're a leader, you don't really get to choose in a way what you show up for and what you don't. Leaders just show up and they help direct people's energy in the right direction. And that is what leadership is. So really facilitating those connections and helping people just navigate those waters. It's about showing up to serve and not to sell. So if you're one of those people out there that may be feeling this way, that it just like the timing doesn't feel right, it's about really changing your messaging and doing it in a way that you can help serve others without it being salesy and trying to sell to people. So I think what this really brings into question is definitely this idea of the hey girl hustle, because you know what may have worked in the past is definitely not something that is the right time to be using right now. And if you've listened to the podcast before, you know that that's something that I really work on teaching social sellers. There are other ways to go about this. And I think that this message is just more important than ever with the gravity of the situation and just some of the things happening. I just got off a call with someone that I used to work with in the fitness industry and found out that with the fitness clubs that are out there, a lot of them are obviously closed for the next few weeks, but there are employees being laid off because they're not sure of that time frame of when they may be open again. And that's why I think I don't bring that up to scare people or to make panic, you know, set in. It's more of the reality that at this point in time, there's going to be more people than ever looking for hope that there's something else that they can do, that they can bring their skills to the table and really set on a different journey, something that is going to look a lot different. I mean, our world is definitely changing and shifting, and it will be something that may never be the same. But within that, it also provides a lot of opportunity. And it makes me think back to 2.5 years ago. It was definitely a different situation, but the company I was working for had closed. It was very last minute. There were bailers showing up the next day, locking up the clubs, and the doors were just shut. And I had a decision to make. Was I going to turn myself around and try to figure out another job in the industry and what I could do? And I knew that the town I was moving to didn't really provide the same opportunities that my experience aligned with. I didn't really want to go down in terms of being able to use my skills or move backwards. And it provided this golden opportunity for me that never may have presented itself if that hadn't happened. Because when we get comfortable, we tend to stay in that comfort zone and we don't really want to take those risks because we're comfortable. We feel like it's unsafe to do so, or it's putting our family at risk. And that was the opportunity for me to really dive into what I love to do, teaching and training fitness coaches and working with fitness professionals and really starting to see the impact I could make in the social selling industry that never would have happened if I hadn't been in this state of, I really need to rethink things and I have the opportunity to. So I think where that really leaves us is a place that there are going to be a lot of people out there looking for hope. And hope can look like a couple of different things. It can look like getting your routine back, because when you're used to going to work every day, being able to go to the gym, eat healthy, go out and get groceries at any point in time, your routine can be moved in a different direction when the stuff that's happening right now is going on. So there's that opportunity, I think, to help add value into people's lives by helping them sort of reestablish those routines. And then I think there's this other opportunity where the world is definitely, I mean, think about how many people right now are working from home, working online, and just how much it's pushing us into that direction. My sister owns a floor covering, it's like an area rug art decor store in a small town in Ontario. And it's like she has gone through, in a way, shut down overnight, right? Where there's no income coming in. And all of a sudden, she has a decision to make. She can either sit in what's happening or she can make the decision to take action. And that's what she's doing. She's moved to putting her whole business online and making it accessible for people that want to purchase home decor items because they're spending so much time in their homes and deciding what needs to be renovated and what needs to be done. So I think that this is the theme around this, is that we all have a choice in these situations and how we react. We can either decide that we'll sit in the chaos and be apprehensive and nervous about the outcome, or we have a decision to act where we can actually change that outcome and what it does for us in our lives. And when we get out there with our message and what we're putting out there, you are only looking for the people that are looking for you. So you're not going to get out there on your soapbox and try to convince people that they need to run an online business if they're not already primed and they're already not thinking like that. And I think sometimes that's where we can get caught up, is we're worried about, well, what are those naysayers going to say? And I always get slammed in those mom groups when I bring up opportunity. I really don't think that that is the biggest opportunity that we have. I think that our biggest opportunity is our own social channels and getting out there and sharing how we can add value to the world and how we can make the world a little bit better of a place for everyone right now in this time. And if you're a social seller, then some of the things that you can do to add value, they're really, really simple. You want to think about, what are your ideal customers doing right now? Well, the majority of them are probably moms at home looking after their littles. They are trying to keep their sanity. Maybe they're used to being at home all day, maybe they're not, but their kids probably aren't because they typically would be in school. We're looking for ways to keep them busy, keep the activities going, probably trying to still make sure that we eat healthy, we don't eat through all the snacks that we have. And we're really just trying to focus on what is the opportunity that lies ahead. And of course, with people working, that's going to be a range of different things. There could be people that are maybe laid off right now. There could be people that aren't worried at all. There's going to be a whole range of things that are going on. But our job is not to speak to everyone. Our job is to really figure out who our people are and speak to one person. Because that one person on the other side, listening to what you're saying and your message, that's the only life that we're worried about changing. And I think if you can think about it in that filter and in that perspective, it takes down the overwhelm of being worried about what many other people are saying, because you're only looking for the people that are looking for you. And the people that you're looking for are the people that are not sitting back and saying, I'm just going to do nothing. You know, they're the ones that are wanting to have some opportunities present themselves. I'm seeing this a lot in the Facebook groups, like Women Helping Women. There's a ton of people out there that there's only one option for them, and that's to get back on their feet and figure out a different way. So those are the people that we're really trying to help. It's not the people that are not seeing that there's an alternative to just sitting back and then sitting in our anxiety and fear. And so the way that we want to think about communicating during this time is thinking about serving. How can you add value to your ideal customers' lives? And there's a couple of things right off the bat. If we've talked about that sort of holistic view of your ideal customer and what they may be doing, well, one, we know that they have their kids at home and they're thinking about different crafts and ideas and things that they could be doing to occupy their kids' time. So why not share a craft that you're doing with your kids every day? It helps kind of take the edge off. It adds value to your ideal customers' lives. They're going to be excited about that daily post of the day, right? Of what's coming. I know a couple of people that I follow, Ellen DeGeneres is one of them. I look forward to her Instagram posts every day, and she does usually three or four. They're all positive, right? They're all looking at the bright side of things. And I think in times like this, we need people like that that come to the forefront and provide us that positive view of things. The other thing we can be thinking about is easy to put together recipes, like what to use up in your pantry. I think we probably all have a pantry full of stuff that we haven't used in a while, and easy crock pot recipes to throw together things to sort of set it and forget it and still be able to eat healthy when you don't have maybe as much access to fresh food or going to the grocery store every day like we maybe normally do. This is a good way to be able to connect with your audience. Obviously, and if you're in health and fitness or you're in beauty, just depending on, you know, which industry you're in, there's always ways to do something free for the people that are in need. And obviously with the fitness professionals out there, you guys giving people access to your virtual gyms and free workouts. And, you know, that's a really cool way to put a challenge out there. Like, here is access to 2 weeks of workouts. You're going to get 2 weeks of a meal plan. I'm going to send you my favorite meditations, my favorite books. You can really make it special. And if you're in a different industry, maybe the beauty industry or, you know, activewear or something like that, there's always different things that you can do to add value. I've seen a lot in the beauty industry of tutorials and different things like that, right? Just to help people feel good. You know, some self-care routines right now are really good. So those are all ways that you can add back value to the community that's watching. And then of course, the other option with adding value is, this wouldn't be my post every day. Definitely, I would be spreading this out. But thinking about the ways that for those people that are interested in a sneak peek at what you do behind the scenes, right? In terms of what you do for your business, how you run your online business, how long it takes you to run that business, how you're really just documenting what you're doing on a daily basis, that sort of idea. I think now is that perfect time to run that training call, that Facebook group sneak peek, all those sorts of things, right? Because people are definitely looking. And it's all about how you phrase it, the wording that you use, your language. That's going to definitely turn people off or turn people on. But a lot of people are obviously at home right now. So there is that time to be able to invest in sitting down and taking the time to do that. So I think that's an important piece as well to keep in mind, is that we don't just shut off communication during times of need where people need to hear a reassuring voice that there is another option, but it is about choosing our words wisely. It's about choosing the audience that we can help, because there are some people out there that the state that they're in, we're not the right person to help them with exactly where they're at right now. So being really conscious of that, I think, is an important piece as well. And then of course, there's the self-care piece to all of this. Well, we go through these uncharted waters that we're facing right now. I think it's really important that we self-reflect on what that looks like. There are four energy systems that we need to be keeping in balance. And on an upcoming podcast episode, we're going to dive in with Melissa Maloney and talk about these things. But we've got the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual. And so the physical is about getting that workout in, right? Doing something to get that physical energy out. Emotional energy is that trust and being surrounded by that network, whether it's virtual or however you're keeping in touch with your loved ones. Like I know for me right now, it's a call to all three of my siblings every day to see how they're doing. And just, you know, they have these Netflix watch parties and stuff. So it's still keeping up that community in some way from a distance, right? And then there's mental energy. So that is how we're prioritizing the tasks. And I think at least for the next 2 weeks, we have this huge opportunity to prioritize our goals and our dreams and what we're working towards. And then we have spiritual energy, which is connection to the mission and the purpose. So I think making sure that that's in alignment as well. And when these things are in alignment, you have the energy left to give to others. And obviously, this is a time where if your whole family's at home, there's energy constantly going out. So it's really important to make sure that that energy for yourself, you have enough to pour because you can't pour, obviously, from an empty cup. So that's really, really important. And so the one last thing I want to leave you guys with is that this is a time for me that I feel like teaching and educating is what I can do to help and the gift that I can give back. So I'm putting on a masterclass, and this is really for social sellers ready to get off the hey girl hamster wheel, especially at a time like this. It's so important that we have a strategy of how we can actually help people. And so this masterclass is a four-part formula on inviting and how to get people to authentically come to you so that you're not using that sort of sleazy and salesy, commission breathy, hey girl hustle. Like, now is not the time for that. It's the time for a softer approach, a servitude approach, and something much different. So I'd love for you to join me on this masterclass. You can go to ashleyshaw.ca/masterclass and register for that. And in doing so, not only will you get the reminder of when the call is and the login information, but we'll also send you a recording of the call so that you don't miss out. So again, that's ashleyshaw.ca/masterclass. And that is the four-part inviting formula. So make sure that you don't miss out, especially at a time like this where your help is so needed. You need to be able to get in front of people to be able to deliver your message. And it's just more important than ever that you have the tools and the power to do that. So guys, thank you so much for listening today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and support each other. And we'll see you next time on Social Selling Simplified.